Joining us on the Fan Line, let's talk some baseball. The Canaries gearing up to get ready. They're just over a month away, been making some moves. And the skipper joining us from his home out down in Albuquerque, Steve Shirley. Hey, Skip, good afternoon.
How you guys doing up there?
We're doing great.
Doing good.
Beautifully warm
feels
day
like,
today.
Yeah, feels like Albuquerque up here today. We're talking 75 right now, Steve.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
Get
I don't know
plane.
That we're that warm.
When the, you know, baseball season is, Major League season is now a week and a half old. When teams broke camp to head north or wherever they needed to go, was that the most critical time for you to find out maybe the players that will not be making rosters? Was that a critical time?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, it's a little bit more like the 3 weeks before that in minor league camp. That as soon as players get to minor league camp, you know, they get about a week of workouts in and some games get started, and then organizations start making some releases. I think I started getting releases 13th, 14th of March, and then those releases went through almost all the way to the end of March. And then the minor league teams and the major league teams break camp, you know, the beginning of April or right at the end of March, beginning of April. Mm-hmm.
How successful were you in those 3 weeks? A lot of contacts made?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of phone calls before then also, just, you know, checking with agents and scouts and people that I know in the business about the potential of certain people coming out and who they see are possibilities. And, you know, you try to get your ducks in a row and get yourself ready for when, you know, the releases start coming out, and then it's mm-hmm. just a feeding frenzy.
You have signed a couple of guys here in the last week or so, Josh Giles from Amarillo, Drew Murren, an outfielder, and catcher Dallas Tarleton. What do you know about those three guys you can tell us?
Well, I've seen Josh. He's been in the league before, and he was down in Amarillo. And I watched him pitch against us last year, and I've seen – he's actually from Albuquerque. I saw him play high school ball, but he lives out in Southern Cal now. But he throws the ball hard. You know, he's always throwing the ball hard. Last year, he threw it over the plate more, and he had a high level of success pitching in a very difficult pitcher's ballpark down there. So I'm hoping he continues that.
he's 29.
And, yeah, so we're excited to have him. He brings a little older, more of a veteran type presence to the team and to the bullpen.
Would he be a starter, yeah, or is he going to be like a reliever, a closer? How are you going to use him?
He'll be a relief pitcher, and we have Alan Durant back, who closed for us last year, had 20 something saves and did a good job. I never really like to put the handle on people as far as this guy's going to do this and this guy's going to do that in the bullpen. Particularly, it's more of an earned thing, and we'll see from year to year how each guy's throwing. But you know, it's critical out there, the seventh, eighth, and ninth, in particular, in games that you have the lead. You'd really like to have, you know, three or four guys you can go to that can get you that W.
And then Murren and Tarleton.
Murren is a 6'6" center fielder who, by all accounts, is a tremendous outfielder. And left-handed hitter, has played significant double-A ball and had pretty good success there. I'm excited about seeing him myself. We've got a few guys like that. I got a lot of new faces. So I'm going to be excited to see these guys. But by all accounts, he can run them down. He'll be exciting to watch in the outfield.
Steve, in our league, as you well know, there's usually a fair amount of turnover from season to season, player-wise. When you go at this between seasons, do you even try to address things that were an issue last year, or do you almost like start from scratch and just go with what you know and build the team around the whole new idea?
I think given our last couple years, my feeling was that we wanted to maintain some stability with the roster, but I also really was interested this year in bringing in some fresh faces and some new people, and I think we're getting that done. you know, the Tarleton guy behind the plate, double A, triple A time as a catcher, brings will bring some more experience back there. Also a left-handed hitter. Once again, I've heard nothing but great things about him, and I'm excited to see him play. But, you know, I think I felt like there was some things, and I'm hoping that we improved on those things. I felt we needed to get a little bit better in our starting rotation, so we've kind of made some changes. Now Kyle Rui will be back, and Ben Moore recently agreed to come back. So those are a couple of pretty stable arms that we had out there. And then Kyle Vasquez started for us at the end of the season last year, and we were pleased with what we saw, and we're bringing him in. And we got three new arms that will be out there competing for jobs. And a number we've got, right now I'm looking at the board. I got five new arms out in the bullpen that'll be competing for jobs. And you know, we brought in a new third baseman. I really felt like if we could and still try to maintain some of our offensive presence, I felt like we needed to be a better defensive team. And I think we're making some improvements on our ability to play defense.
Your third baseman, Carlos Mendez, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, last year he was a 970 fielder at third base, and if he maintains that, he will be by far our best third baseman defensively. Mm-hmm. And he hit 337.
A little power from the hot spot there.
Pardon me?
A little power from the hot corner.
Yeah, he can hit. I don't know that he's a power guy. He's a line drive hitter. He's a gap-to-gap kind of guy. But excuse me. But we brought in some guys that I think will be interesting from a power standpoint. We got a first baseman, Kirby Jones, that was in Double-A last year and has had some pretty significant power numbers.
Sure.
And Chris Duffy had 11 home runs last year in the Can-Am League and drove in 60-something, hit 300. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I hope it's not that clean Albuquerque air that's getting to you down there.
No, I think I got a little allergy stuff going on. But I recently signed a real interesting player for us named Craig Rohan. And Greg can play all over the field. But I think right now we'll start him off in left field, and he plays a little left, a little third, a little first,
sure.
Move around a little bit. But in 2012, now last year he was hurt. He had it's called a broken hammock bone in his hand, and they tried to have him play through it a little bit, and then they had to have surgery on it, but he's 100% healthy now. And but the year before in 2012, between A-ball, Double-A, and Triple-A, he hit 38 doubles, 22 home runs, and drove in 106. So, I mean, there's a little bit of jump in his bat. And we recently signed Brandon Jones, a former Major League player, to come in and play the outfield for us.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon has is another left-handed bat with some pretty good pop in his bat. So I think we're bringing in some interesting and exciting players. And as always, if we can play defense and pitch, you know, we're going to be competitive. And I'm hoping that we've improved in those areas.
Steve, it's Rev here. I probably get to talk to you about once, maybe twice per season, because I just kind of fill in when one of the other Yahoos gets hurt or something. But if you would be so kind, give me one of your good old baseball stories. I mean, I know this has been your whole life, you know, and I've asked you this before, and you usually bring up a good old story for me. If you'd be so kind as regale one of your old tales.
Oh, geez, that's kind of hard to right off the top.
What kind of a story would you like, Reb? What kind of a story? You
want anything he's got?
I'm kind of in my analysis mode right now.
Analyst mode. Would you like story or what? What do you want, Rev?
Anything at all?
I was involved in a huge brawl way back in 1975.
That's a good one. Okay.
A brawl between, I was playing at the time in A-ball in Bakersfield, us and Visalia. And I can't recall how it got started. I was actually in the stands. I was pitching the next day. I was up in the stands doing what they called the chart. And somebody got hit or whatever, and the bench is emptied, and it started to escalate, and it became almost where, you know, they had to call. Matter of fact, all the security people were out there. The umpires pretty much left the field. bats and ball became used. There were people who were literally thrown out of baseball. The fans in Visalia climbed over the fence and joined in.
That would be scary.
No, yeah, this was quite a thing. It went on for a very long time, and after the fight was over, we're in the shower. Everybody's telling their fight stories, and there was a pitcher in there. I believe his name was Jim Vanderbeek. And he's telling a story about, you know, he got punched a couple of times, and he looked down, and there was some hands that were down on the ground, and he said, I stomped on these hands a couple of times, you know, because I think that was the guy that punched me. And as soon as it came out of his mouth, our manager, Ron Brand, came walking into the shower with all these bandages wrapped around his hands, saying, if I ever find that blankety blank, it stomped on my hands.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
That's a good one. Hey, real quick, Major League Baseball with the new rule of replay. Do you like it so far, or is it something that the game needed?
Well, I'm always an advocate of trying to get things right. I am also kind of old school in that I understand that in almost any officiating, there is going to be the human element and mistakes are going to be made. And sometimes the most interesting things that happen in sports are because of officiating mistakes. I mean, even in the NFL, you know, somebody will get a extra down or something will happen. Or in baseball, you know, somebody hits a home run foul and it's called fair, and, you know, those type of things. Now, like I said, I am an advocate of making sure that we try to get everything right. I just hope it doesn't, just become, you know, a constant thing where I don't particularly know the rule as far as what you can, you know, throw the flag on or however they
challenge,
do it.
Challenge
it. And I don't know what it is particularly that they can challenge, but as long as they get the call right and they can do it in a timely fashion, and it doesn't just become, you know, every game. I mean, I like the idea of being able to get things right. I think that's important. So I hope it just stays within reason.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Hey, Skip, can't wait for you to get you into Sioux Falls. Of course, the home opener is May 15th when you take on Sioux City, 22nd season for the Birds. We can't wait to get you into town, and we wish you the best. Thanks for the time today, and hope things are well with you.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Anytime. Always enjoy chatting with you.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Shirley, right. Skipper of the Sioux Falls Canaries.